Now I lay me down to lie awake. I was just lying there in the middle of the night the other night, trying to remember what it was like to sleep as soundly as a child. All these wonderful ideas were prancing in my head, ideas about what is important and what is not important, and what should be important and what seems to be important but certainly isn't. Visions of other people's lives flashed before my eyes. There was this story about a guy who was standing in line at the pearly gates. He was talking to others who were in line and wondering why they were there, and wondering how long it took to go through the processing, and wondering whether there were any last-minute reprieves being handed out, and probably realizing after hours and hours of standing there that the line itself might possibly be hell. He hoped that the hell line was tilted slightly upward and that he would get properly registered at the gates long before the hell ticket taker realized that a mistake had been made in his case. He smoothed down his hair and checked to see if he was wearing clean underwear. As I tossed and turned in bed, trying to sleep, I couldn't get this strange story out of my head. It continued. The guy in line for the pearly gates hoped that he'd already done enough time in hell-like situations so that he could get straight into the gates with no detours. He figured he'd already experienced hell several times lately. At the post office, the checkout line in the grocery store, the oh-so-slow line at the fast-food restaurant, the real hell being, of course, having to watch the people in charge of providing services not do their jobs with any degree of dedication or satisfaction, and passing these bad feelings on to others so that they would never have to suffer alone. Besides, he wondered, who would be job-motivated in hell anyhow? P.S. The guy got into the gates in the nick of time. This still didn't keep stories from coming at me in my insomniac fever. There's the story of a guy who, after 45 years of writing, finally has his manuscript accepted by a publisher, but can derive no pleasure in this until he can actually hold the printed book in his hand and show it to other people as proof that he is a writer worth reading. Then one day, he gets published, and nobody reads his book anyhow. But he does have the consolation of knowing that somebody, someday, might find his book at a flea market and just naturally assume that he had been a famous writer who lived way back when. The night lumbered along, and more scenarios came and went. And a few were even nice story ideas, like the science fiction tale about the guy who was able to save the life of every last kind and unselfish person on the planet, and in the process learns how far he has to go to become kind and unselfish himself. Since he was now associating himself with a kind and unselfish person, there was some faint hope that some of it would rub off, and besides, even though many temptations had to be avoided in order to continue his association with this kind and unselfish person, didn't it make him feel good about himself for a change? And maybe this was as far away from hell as he could possibly get for the time being. I finally got to sleep, just in time for the alarm to ring.